The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Ta'anit, Daf Yud Bet. Today's Daf is being studied by the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechenu Begin Aiden, Amen. Today's Daf is being studied by the Refuah Shedema Eliyahu Hayim Ben Shafi'a Sofia. Edna Refana Lo, Betoch She'ar Chole Amo Yisrael, Amen. We begin today's Daf in Yud Alef Amud Bet, and we start on the bottom line. Amar Rav Hizda. Hada amar mitanin l'sha'ot, that which we said in the previous sugya, we learned from Rav Huna that there's a concept of ta'anit sha'ot, v'hu shelo ta'am klum ad ha'erev. This is so long as he did not taste anything or did not eat anything until the evening. Now, how was he understanding ta'anit sha'ot? So let's look at Rashi. Hada amar mitanin l'sha'ot, v'hu shelo ta'am klum kol oto ayom, kelomar. Lo amru b'mitanin sha'akal bo bayom. We're not talking about somebody that ate on that day. Kegon, she'tchil l'tanot ad hasi ayom. Let's say he fasted until midday, ve'har kach achal. And then after midday and on, he ate. De'en ze inui. That's not considered an affliction at all. V'imachal kodem chatzot, en b'kach klum. And if he ate even before chatzot, since that's not considered a fast, there's nothing wrong with it. De'en o ta'anit shel klum. Ela kishishlim kol ayom. A fast is only considered a fast, even a ta'anit sha'ot, if he ended up fasting the whole day. Afapi shelo kibilu alav me'etmol. Even though you didn't accept it, let's say, from the day before. Uparich, the Gemara is going to ask, eat the kabil alav le'tanot ad hasiyom. Let's say the case is talking about where a person accepted upon himself the day before to fast half a day. And then after he got to the half a day, he decided, you know what? He's going to fast the rest of the day as well. So that's not a ta'anit sha'ot. That's the Gemara is going to call it a ta'anit me'aliyah. That's considered a wonderful ta'anit. That's a regular full-fledged ta'anit. So the Gemara, look at Rashi. Uparich, de'id kabir alav the ta'anot. If the case was talking that he accepted upon himself the fast ad hatsiyom until midday ve'hadan mitanei kol hayom, and then he decided to finish it off. Hai ta'anita me'aliyahu. That's a beautiful ta'anit. That's a great ta'anit. Upeshita the ta'anit gamuru. Ve'afilu tefilat ta'anit amimit palel alav. You can even say, anenu. Ve'lo tzadik luk mehalakha be'acheh. I don't have to tell me a hadush in such a case. De'zeu ta'anit gamur. Ve'ay makshe savar. The one that was asking the question held. De'ay halakha mitanin l'sha'ot kemashma'o. De'yakol l'tanot ad hatsi ayom. He held really, ta'anit sha'ot is what it sounds like. You could fast up to midday for a certain amount of hours, and then continue eating for the rest of the day. So let's go back to the Gemara. Ha de amart, mitanil sha'ot, that which we said, that it's the inyan of ta'anit sha'ot, vihu shelo ta'am kilu mada'irev. It's talking about where he did not eat anything until the evening. So amale abaye, that's not ta'anit sha'ot, hai ta'anit me'aliyatahi. That's a ta'anit me'aliyatahi. If again, if he accepted it from the day before, to go until midday. And then from midday on, he went until the evening. That's a regular ta'anit. We don't call it ta'anit sha'ot. So Gemara says, you're right. Lo tzericha de'imlich amluch. The case is where imlich amluch, and Rashi says, kelomar, lo haya bedato klal le'tanot. He did not have any intention to fast at all. Ela ata le'tirda. Let's say he got busy. Ve'lo achal af chatziyom. Right, he didn't eat. Got busy, got caught up, he didn't eat until midday. V'chimata chatziyom. Then once the midday came, mamlich, he decided and said, what? Amaru, il v'taneti ad chatziyom, itanek kol hayom. So you know what? I fasted already half the day, unintentionally. Well, let me take it till sunset, whatever it is, till the end of the day. That's considered ta'anit sha'ot. And that's what Rav Huna said is valid as a ta'anit sha'ot. Comes again and says, "V'amar Rav Chisda." Rav Chisda said, "Kol ta'anit shelo shaka alav hama lav sheme ta'anit," which means any fast that you did not fast until shikiyat hama, until sunset, it's not considered a fast. Which means you must fast until sunset. Gemara is going to ask us several questions. Now, Meti, where we have a question, and Shem Mishmar, those are the members of the Kohanim, the Levim, the Israelim that worked in the Beit HaMikdash on their given week. There was 24 rotations, so they worked in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara says that the Anshe Mishmar, if let's say they were serving during one of the rain fasts, that we learned in our Mishnah that if there was a drought, so the Hachamim or the Klal Yisrael would have to fast. So it says, Mit'anin velo mishlimim. They also join Klal Yisrael in these fasts, even though they're working in the Beit HaMikdash, and really we don't want them to fast because it could be they'll get tired. However, Mit'anin velo mishlimim. They would fast, but they do not complete the fast, but it's called a ta'anit. Mm-hmm. So you see, even though they don't go till sunset, it's called a ta'anit. Gemara's no, hatam l'tsa'urin nafsheh ba'al mahu. That's just to join in, to commiserate with Klai. It's really not a ta'anit. They're just fasting a little as a token to show their unity with Klai Yisrael. Look at the Rashi. And she mishmar kohanim v'levim ma'ovdim mitanim k'dekaman perek sa'an ta'anit ve'lo mashlimim. They do not complete the fast. Nefi shehen asukin ba'avodah. Because they are involved in the service, ve'en yichulim nashlim. They cannot complete the fast. Alma, afagav de'enu mashlim mitane kalile. Gemara answer letzaure nafshayu. Im asibud, aval enu ta'anit lo letpalet zvat anenu. They don't say anenu on that ta'anit. Ve'lo lekabu alav chobak klal. Nor is it mandatory. Ve'chol shas shu rotze lechol ochel. For that matter, the kohanim they can eat whatever they want. Tashem akav the Gemara continues. Tamar bilazar. Birbi tzadok. Ani mbene banav shel. He says, I am from the grandchildren of Sana ben Binyamin. Sana ben Binyamin was one of the families that after the, when they built the second Beit HaMikdash, so they had certain families that came and donated to the Beit HaMikdash's treasury wood. Those families stepped forward voluntarily. And because those families stepped forward, Hachamim made a special takana that for the duration, those families, on the given days that they made the original donation, they will come to the Beit HaMikdash and again can make another donation and will accept their korban of the wood that they brought for the Mizbeah. Even if we had wood in the chamber, we would use their wood first. As opposed to a regular person that would come to donate wood in the Beit HaMikdash, we would accept their donation, but we wouldn't use it immediately. We would use the stuff that was in the storage first. But these families, Gemara is going to tell us later on who these families were, since they stepped forward when we needed it, so every year they would come on that specific anniversary day, give the wood, we would use the wood on that day, and it was considered a Yom Tov for that family, and they would not fast on that day. It was considered a Yom Tov for that family. So the Gemara says, I am one of the rabbis. I said, I'm from the children of Sana ben Binyamin. They were the family that brought the wood on the 10th of Av. One time, Sha'a be'Av fell out on Shabbat. And the rabbis pushed off to Sha'a be'Av till Sunday. That is a conflict. It's a fast day, but they have the family over here of Sana ben Binyamin that they don't fast on the 10th of Av. And since we were from the film, we fasted, but we did not complete the fast. So what do you see? That even though you don't fulfill the fast till Shekiat Ha'amatz is considered a fast, Gemara said, Mepenesh Yom Tov Shlanu, because it's still considered a Yom Tov. Now, Hakamim say that this was even after the Beit HaMikdash, still, those families still had a status of Yom Tov on those days. But you see, it's still considered a fast. Gemara said, Hatam Namel Sa'ur Inaf Sheba Alma. Again, that was just to show, to mitzayir themselves, to show unity with Klai Yisrael that we're fasting on Tisha B'Av that year, but it really was not considered a legitimate fast. Let's just catch up on the Rashi's. Rashi says, Sana ben Binyamin, Meshevet Binyamin, Sheyom Tov Shelanu Haya, Kedal Kamam B'Shosha Perakim, Zeman Atze Kwanim V'Am, Ad B'Hamisha B'Av, B'nei Paroosh Ben Yehuda, Basara Bo, B'nei Sana ben Binyamin. It's giving you dates of the different families. Shal Yedei Ma'aseh Kav'u Lahem Hachamim Letnadef Etzim U'Lavi L'Ma'aracha. Because of their actions, Hachamim made a takana that they will bring it every year. Kshemagi Azmano, Mevi'in Otan, U'Madikin Otan Agabe HaMizbayah. And they would use that wood on the Mizbayah. Hafal Pi, Shayu Sham Sha'ar Etzim Arbeh. Even though there were other wood. Masha'enken, B'Sha'ar Metnadebe Etzim. Masha'enken, when it comes to other donators of the wood, De'en Mevarin Otan B'Zman Sheish Etzim Ahalim. They do not use them if there's other wood in the treasury. Masikh Menachot Amrim, Metnadeb Etzim, Lo Yifchot B'Shnei Gezirin. Okay, so the Gemara over there, Menachot, tells you what's the minimum wood donation that is accepted. In any event, comes the Gemara continues, Tashema, the Amar Yuhanan. Rabbi Yuhanan said, Ehe b'ta'anit ad she'avo lebeti. Rabbi Yuhanan says, I made a neder. I will be in a ta'anit until I get home. And let's say you get home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Finish, you can eat. Because he said, I'm only in a ta'anit until I get home. So you see what? You don't have to fast until Shekiat Ta'amat to be considered a ta'anit. Gemara says, no, hatam l'shemutin nafshem m'ben si'ah hu da'avad. There, he was in the house of the ben si'ah, and they wanted him to eat. So he don't want to eat at the Ben Isi'ah for whatever reason. So therefore he said, no, I made a nedir. So it was an excuse just to get away from eating. Really, it wasn't a fast. He was able to eat really if he wanted to immediately. But he just did it in order to get away from eating by the Ben Isi'ah. And she says, the Amar B'Hanan, first wide line, Pa'amim Shaya Omer, Ehe B'Ta'anit Ad Sha'avo Lebeti. Di Mateh Lebeteh B'Shtayim U'Begimel Sha'ot Bayom Hava Achil. He would eat
וקרי למתענה, but it's called a ta'anit. בשמותן נפשם מבין נסיעה, דלא תטרחו למחל בעדיים. So they don't burden him to eat with them. שהיה מבקש, אמנו שיוכל עמו, היה אומר כן. He would say, oh, no, I made this neder. שלא יטרחו לאכול עמו, מי הוא? לא אבי ta'anit. שמה רוצה היה אוכל מיד ואין בנדרו כלום. Comes the Gemara continues. Now we discuss, when does a person accept a ta'anit yachid upon himself? Amar Shemuel, kol ta'anit shel kibel alav mebi'ojom, lav sheme ta'anit. Which means any ta'anit that he did not accept upon himself from the day before, mebi'ojom, from before the fast, it's not considered a ta'anit. V'yativ mai, well let's say he fasts anyway, even though he didn't accept it the day before. Amar Abba Bar Shila, damel mafuha demilya zika. It's like a bellows that's filled with air. Just like the bellows is filled with air, so you filled your stomach with air for no reason. Which means it does not have a value. Now the Gemara says, Emat mekabele, when do you accept it? So we have a great machlok. Rav amar b'mincha. Rav says in mincha, meaning in the afternoon. Now, according to Rav, it doesn't mean the afternoon necessarily before the ta'anit, but even a few days before, even if you want. So long as it's in the mincha time, meaning in the afternoon, you accept upon yourself. You would say, Hari alai b'ta'anit b'yom ploni, etc. Ushmuel amar b'tfilat ha-mincha. He says, no, it has to be in the amidah of mincha, specifically the amidah right before the ta'anit. Let's catch up in Nashi. B'mincha, b'zman ha-mincha, v'afilu b'shuk omer. And even the marketplace. Hareni mahar b'ta'anit. B'tfilat ha-mincha. Besofa, at the end of mincha, tosefet litzui, you add some supplications and appeasement. Taharonim ad sheomer hareni machar b'ta'anit. Ve'daf kanaka mincha. The reason why he chose mincha, mishum desamuk l'tchilat yom ta'anito, because it's right close to his fast day. Lapuket tiflat yotzer. As opposed to, let's say, accepting it in shacharit. Meaning he wants to accept it in mincha, meaning the tefillah close to the day that you are going to fast. V'daika namimet the pasak shuril upalag adarav tamar bezman ha-mincha she'ula yitera. Which means according to the first opinion, Rav, he says, no, it has to be bezman ha-mincha. So bezman ha-mincha, you have more time. Which means it doesn't even have to be the day before even. According to Rav, bezman ha-mincha could be, so long as you do it in the time of mincha, whenever. He says, no, it has to be actually betfilat ha-mincha, which is close to the ta'anit. And now the Gemara is going to bring proofs to these opinions. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Yosef, Kivatid, Shmuel Vistabra. It makes sense, like Shmuel, that you accept the ta'anit in mincha, meaning in tefillat mincha. Why? Dechtib b'migilat ta'anit, it's written in Megillat ta'anit. Megillat ta'anit, ironically, was the Megillat that was written that has in it all the days that you're not allowed to fast, because all the different Yom Yamim Tovim, the miracles that happen to Klai still on specific days, the Hakamim decreed that these days are forbidden to fast. So it says, Leon, the way that she explains this word Leon is, however.
However.
So Yavara says in the Megillat Leon, call Inish, any person, the Yaite Alohi, that accepted upon himself a series of fasts, mekademat dena, from beforehand, and now, let's say, one of the days of Megillat Ta'anit falls into those series of fasts. So, let's say, he says, I'm going to fast the next series of 10 Mondays and Thursdays in a row. Okay, and now, after he accepted his Kabbalah, now all of a sudden it comes out that one of those Mondays or Thursdays is a day of Megillat Ta'anit, where you're not to fast. So it says, Yesar. So the Megillat Ta'anit uses the word Yesar. Now, what is this word Yesar? So the Gemara explains it to mean Yesir. Okay, Yesir literally means you'll be forbidden from eating because of his Ta'anit, even though it's considered one of the days of Megillat Ta'anit. So Yesir, it'll be forbidden for him to eat, even though it's a day of Megillat Ta'anit. So the Gemara says, "My love, yeser atzmo b'silo," which means he will forbid himself. Yes, it is an active word, which means he will forbid himself. How? B'silo, in his tefillah, b'silo, in the siluta, which means he will have to actively go and say in the tefillah before that day, for that given Monday or Thursday, hareni b'ta'anit. So the Gemara wants to bring a ayah from the word yeser, that you actively have to do something. Now, that's only according to Shmuel. Why? Because the Gemara says, "My lad, yeser atzmo." The Gemara says, "No, yeser atzmo. He will be forbidden automatically." Because according to Rav, you don't have to accept it upon yourself before the day before the fast. You can accept it upon yourself even from the beginning. Which means 10 days before you started the whole system of fast, you could say, I'm accepting upon myself for the next 10 Mondays and Thursdays, I'm going to fast. So therefore it's an automatic. Yesir. Automatically is going to be asur. So if you learn it, yesir, it means he's going to forbid himself. How is he going to forbid himself? By accepting it in mincha, in the tefillah. Because that has to be done right before. However, if you say yesir, I mean it's done, it's automatic. That means it was able to be done not only before the tefillah mincha, it's able to be done, so long as you do it in the mincha time, sometime before the fast. So that's the whole diyuk. Do you read it yesir, or is it yesir? It's not conclusive. One reads it, yeyasir, which means you'd have to, you become forbidden, you would forbid yourself in tefillat mincha. The had amar, yeyasir. And some say, no, it's an automatic. And therefore, it's done even from before. Man damar, yeyasir, kedam linam. According to the one that reads that, yeyasir, it's like we said, meaning it's following the opinion of Shmuel, that you would accept the fast during tefillat mincha. Leman damar yasir mayi. But what's the case? What's the scenario where you say yes, it's automatic? Give me the case we're talking about. Detanya b'megilat tanit. Kol inish deyati alohim mekadamat dena. Anybody that had a series of fasts that he accepted upon himself from before, yasir. Ketzad. Yachid shekipet alav sheni v'hamishi shel kol hashana kula. Let's say he accepted upon himself the fast Monday and Thursday the entire year long. Ve'ru bam yamim tov mekadamat tanit. And what happened? One of those Mondays and Thursdays came out of one of the days of Megillat Ta'anit. Im nidro kodim negezeratenu. If his neder preceded before the rabbi's decreed a non-fast day, yebatel nidro et gezeratenu. Then his neder will override the gezerat of the hakamim, and therefore he can fast on those days. Im gezeratenu kodemet. However, if the gezerat Megillat Ta'anit came first, nidro tebatel gezeratenu et nidro. The gezerat of the hakamim of Megillat Ta'anit will override his neder, and he will not be able to fast. Dashi, Mai, Maika Samar, Meshani Kedatan Yahid Shkimel Alaf Tanit Shri Vahamishish Kola Shana Kula, Klomar, Klemetanish Beja, Im Nedro, Kodim Gezatenu, Veloshna Ben Betfila, Ben Shilo Betfila. That's the point. She says, it doesn't matter in the Tefila or not the Tefila. You accept it upon yourself whenever. The only, yes, it's an automatic. Does not to be done in the Tefila. But the issue is, if he accepted it before the Megillat Ta'anit days were instituted, then his neder will override the Gezerah. And if not, vice versa, the Gezerah will override his neder. But it's an automatic. It does not have to be re-accepted or accepted at all in Tefilat Mincha close to the Ta'anit. So that is the Machloket. Tanu Rabbanan, Ad Matay Ochel Ve'oshoteh, which is if a person accepts upon himself a Ta'anit for the next day. Until when can he eat? We're talking about now a fast that starts, let's say, by the morning. So the question is, until when is he able to eat? So one opinion says, Ad Sha'al Yamud HaShahar, which is until dawn. Devrei Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer, Ad Kerot HaGeber. So Kerot HaGeber is earlier, before Alot HaShahar. Could be that's even, let's say, after one third of the night, which is very early in the evening. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Lo Shanu Ela Shelo Gamar Sa'udato. When do we say that he has until Alot HaShahar? Or Kerot HaGeber, that's only talking about where he did not finish his meal, which is as long as he's still eating, he can go all the way until Alot HaShahar. But Gamar Sa'udato, Enochem. Once he finishes his meal, the fast starts immediately. Gemara says, Eti Ve'Rabah, Rabah is a question. Gamar Ve'Amad, even if he finished his meal and he got up, he could continue eating. So you see, even after he finished the meal, that's the way he didn't take the table away. In the olden days, he used to have a little table they used to eat from. So long as the table is still there, even though he got up, but they left the little table there, that shows his mind is still on the eating. There's another version. When do we say that the fast starts at Alta Shahar? So long as he doesn't go to sleep. So according to this version, even after he finished eating, even after they took away the table, so long as he didn't go to sleep yet, he can still eat. Aval yashan, once he went to sleep, eno ocher, he cannot eat. Gemara's eti beker has a question. Abaye yashen ve'amad. Let's say he went to sleep and he got up. Harez ocher, he still can eat after he went to sleep. Gemara's atam bemitnamnem. That's talking about where he didn't sleep a permanent sleep. He dozed off. Hechidame mitnamnem. What's the case of mitnamnem? What do you call a person dozing off? Amarav asher nim velo nim. He's sleeping, but he's not sleeping. Tir, ve'lo tir. He's awake, but he's not awake. Dekarule ve'ane. If you call him, he's able to answer. Ve'lo yada adure sevara. Which means, if you ask him a question that provokes thought, he's unable to answer it. But he's able, if you call his name, he's able to respond. So he's like in a sleep like that. Ve'chimat kerele. And then when you remind him of what happened in the conversation, mitkar, he's able to remember. Amar Afkana. So and the halakha incidentally follows this ikad amre, that if as long as a person went to sleep, then he should not eat the next morning on a tani chahid. However, if it was mitnamnim, he's able to eat until alot hashachar. Amar Afkana. Amar Af. Next case, yachid shekibel alav ta'anit. An individual that accepts upon himself a ta'anit is called a tani chahid. Asud bin ilat hasandal. We forbid him to wear shoes, leather shoes. We suspect that maybe what the Tanit accepted upon himself, the Tanit Chahid, maybe accepted it with the stringencies of a Tanit Sibur. And therefore we have to treat it with the stringencies, and therefore he's not allowed to wear a leather shoes. As we learned that the three fasts, as we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, the three Yehidim would fast for their drought. And then you'd have the second set of three that the Simur would fast. Then you had the second set of three that the Simur would fast. They were more stringent. And that's called a Tanit Simur, where it was Asur already to have Ne'ilat HaSandal and things like that. So when a person accepts upon himself a Tanit Chahid, we suspect that maybe he accepted upon himself the stringencies of a Tanit Simur. Therefore he's Asur to wear Ne'ilat Sandal. So the Gemara says, Hechid Abid. So what should he do in order to be clear that it's a Tanit Chahid? Amar Abba Bar Rav Shela, Lemach. Let him say the following. Lemachar Lefanek. Which is, let him say that tomorrow I will be with a ta'anit yahid. And therefore, so long as he says the word yahid, so then already we know that he's not accepting upon himself the stringencies of a ta'anit sibur. So the rabbis told Rav Sheshat, "Hakahazina na banan." We saw the rabbis; they're misayme misanayu. They're wearing their shoes. Their leather shoes, and they're coming to the synagogue to fast. That she says, "B'tanit sibur." This was a tanit sibur. Which means this is going according to the opinion that we learned earlier that Shmuel said that in Babel there is no tanit sibur except Tisha B'Av. So therefore, there's no problem. The rabbis were declared some sort of tanit sibur, but the rabbis came with leather shoes. So. Comes the Gemara and says, "Abru le Rabbanan Rav Sheshat." So they told Rav Sheshat. Again, Rav Sheshat was the opinion that we just learned. No, so Rav Sheshat, they told Rav Sheshat. And when they told Rav Sheshat, "Hakahazina Rabbanan," we see the rabbis, the misayim misanayu. They're wearing their leather shoes. Ve'atu lebe ta'anitan. They are coming to the Bet Knesset for the tefillah of the ta'anit. Good. So comes the Gemara and says. So Rav Sheshat was makpid. He was bothered by this. Maybe they're eating also. Now the Ritva explains, what does it mean maybe they're eating also? Which means he gave them the benefit of the doubt. Which is maybe they're not fasting. Which means if they're wearing leather shoes, that means they didn't accept upon themselves this fast. And therefore, he didn't want to accept upon that they're fasting a Tanit Sibur with the leather shoes. Maybe they're eating as well. Now, Rashi has a different interpretation of this remark. Maybe they're eating uporshim medarche sibur. Which means maybe they're poresh medarche sibur velet ned Shmuel. And therefore, they don't hold of Shmuel. Which means Rashi says that we hold like Shimon that says en ta'anit sibur bebabel. Could be that those rabbis over there held yes ta'anit sibur. I mean the rabbis of Babel that made a ta'anit, and these rabbis that were wearing leather shoes, they were poresh. They didn't hold like that. But therefore he said maybe they're reading also, which means they're not fasting mechlat, because could be they hold there's no ta'anit sibur in Babel. Abaye Rabba, they would go into the fast when they were wearing the afanta. It's a type of shoe, but it's really not a regular shoe. It's a different type of shoe. I think more like a. Does it have a word for that? The afanta?
Upper leather part of the shoe.
Okay, upper leather part where they're wearing a sole. So therefore, it was a special type of shoe that they would wear on a ta'anit. That's a sheet. Look at Tosafot. Perush be menal she'en shulayim. A shoe that does not have a sole, sula bilas. These two rabbis, when they would go into a public place, they would switch their shoes. They would put their right shoe on the left foot, and left shoe on the right foot, just to be mitzayah themselves a little. But the rabbis of Rav Asher's Beit Midrash, they would go out on a fast day in Bavel, regular shoes. Why? Because they held, like Shmuel said, in Ta'anit Sibur Bebabel, Ela Tisha Be'av Binvad. So therefore they would wear regular shoes. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Love Adam Ta'anito Uporaya. Which is a person, let's say, for whatever reason, he accepted upon himself a fast, but then he couldn't fast on that day. Well, he had to break his fast for whatever reason, so he can borrow that day and pay it back at a later date. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, after Rav passed away, Rav Yehuda became a student of Shmuel. So he says, after Rav passed away, I went to Shmuel, and I sent this halakha over to Shmuel. That what? That a person can be love his ta'anit and pay back. Amar li, v'chi neder kabil ale? Did a person accept upon himself a vow, de lo sagi, de lo mishalem, that you're telling him that he has to make it up? He accepted upon himself to mitzayid himself, to put himself in a little tzad. If he can, he does it on that day. And if he can't, he does not. Which is not a neder that's binding that you owe it. He made himself a vow that what? I'm going to be mitzayid myself today. So if it works, then you can be mitzayid yourself. You do it. If you can't mitzayid yourself, you don't do it. Right? So that's what he yelled. So comes the Gemara and says, that she said, "Besorne be'alma." He matzeh mitzayid nefshe ve'i lo ye'ela lo yehel liyuma aharina. You don't have to put it on another day. Ika de amri amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav lo ve'adam tanito poreya ki amirte kamed Shmuel amar lepeshita. In this version, Shmuel told him it's obvious. Lo yeh ela neder. It's not worse than a vow. Neder milo matze ba'ile shenume umezil lemahar uyuma harina. Which is the person who makes a neder. Can he? Let's say he makes a neder of tzedakah. I have to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah. If he can't pay it, let's say today, won't we let him pay it the next day and the following day until he's able to pay it? Mm-hmm. So the same thing when it comes to ta'anit. If you can't fast it today, you'll fast it tomorrow. So the difference between the two shitot is that. And you look at a ta'anit ya'id as a neder, and therefore you're able to pay it back. Well, you look at it, no, it's not enough, I accept it upon myself. If I can't do it today, then you do not have to do it. Comes Gemara and says, Rav Yehoshua bere de Rav Idi ikla lebe Rav Asi. If I found somebody lebe Asi bere Rav Asi, avdu le eglat tilta. They made him eglat tilta. Different interpretations of what eglat tilta is. Some say it's the third from the stomach, which is the most tasty. Or some say it's an egel that grew one third of its growth because it's very tender. Well, others just say eglat tilta. It's a very special hashuv breed of egel that's very very hashuv. So Amru le litom mor midi. They told him, okay, why don't you taste it? Have a little taste of it. Amale betanita yativna. He said, well, I'm fasting today. So Amru le velosif mor vidi para. So why don't you borrow it? Which means break your fast now and make it up another day. Lo samar mor le adam mar avi udam mar lav lo ve adam tarito poraya. Don't you hold of that chita that you can pay back your fast? The Ritva learns over here that you can use this principle even when it's not a pressing circumstance. In this case over here, just so you can taste it. Not the tata. We're telling him, why don't you just break it and pay back? So he says, no. It's a special fast on a fast day. This is out of bad dream the night before, and therefore I'm fasting because of a ta'anit halom. The Amar Rabba bar Machsaya, Amar Rabba Hama bar Guria, Amar Rav, Yafet ta'anit la halom. A fast is good for a dream, ke'esh la ni'oret, like fire is to straw, which means it like burns it up right away. So to a fast is able to nullify the bad dream. The Amar Rav Chazda ubo bayom. But Rav Chazda clarified it, so it's got to be that day. The Amar of Yosef, v'afilu b'Shabbat. And even if that day is Shabbat, you make your ta'anit halom. Might takante. But what do you do? If you fasted on Shabbat, you're not supposed to fast on Shabbat. So how do you fix the fact that you fasted on Shabbat? Litiv ta'anita l'ta'anita. You have to fast a fast for your fast. Which means you got to fast another day. You accept upon yourself another day, not 2 days in a row, but another day during that week, whatever it is, in order to be chaper for the fact that you had to fast on Shabbat. Comes the next Mishnah and says, Avru elu velo ne'anu, if the first three fasts of the Sibur, if they fasted and they were not answered, meaning it's still a drought. Betin gozin gemutaniot acharot asibur. So betin is now gozer another three fasts on the sibur. Ochri v'shotim mebe'ojom. In this case over here, they can only eat mebe'ojom, meaning the fast begins at shikiah. V'asurim b'melacha. On this fast, it's much more strict. They cannot work. U'b'chitza, they're not allowed to bathe. U'b'sika, anointing themselves. U'b'ni'rat ha'sandal, that's wearing leather shoes. Tashvish ha'mitah relations. V'no'alil tam v'hasa'ot, and you also have to close and lock the bathhouses. Avru elu v'lo ne'anu, if those three passed and they weren't answered, bedin gozir alim od sheva. They decree another seven. Now again, these fasts are on Monday, Thursday, Monday, etc. She'en yud gimel taniyot ala sibur, which altogether is 13 fasts on the sibur. The three that we learned in the last Mishnah, and then you have another three plus another seven, which gets you to 13. Yet yare elu yitrot al rishonot. These last seven are more stringent than the last three that we had. Why? She'be elu matri'in. First, you blow shofar on the last seven. Then no'alil tachanuyot, and also the stores, the shops are also closed. Now, b'sheni matinim hashicha. On Monday, at the end of the fast, you're able to open the stores partially, so that people can go in and buy food. U'b'hamishim mutarim. But on Thursday, the stores can open up regularly. Mepenei kibud haShabbat. Which at the end of the fast, the stores can open up regularly. They don't have to open up partially, because the people also need to buy food for Shabbat. The Gemara will explain what does it mean partially open. Avru elu v'lo ne'anu. If after these seven, they still weren't answered. Mema'atim b'masa umatan. So now the betin has to enforce that there's minimal commerce between the people. Masa matan, they minimize their transactions. Bibinyan, construction. Ubinitia, planting. Beirusin ubinisuin, that's getting engaged. Beirusin, nisuin is marriage. Ubishelat shalom ben adam lachavero. Nor are people allowed to really greet each other with the greeting of shalom. Kibne adam nizufin lemakom, as if somebody, the children, the Bnei Yisrael, are excommunicated from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as if God was, he scolded them or excommunicated them, and therefore they have to act in such a way. Hayyehidim hozim mitanim, but the Tamidei Hachamim, they go back and continue to fast Achi Yaseh Nisan until the end of Nisan. Yatsa Nisan v'yadu kishamim. If let's say after Nisan the rains came, siman kilala, right? That's a siman kilala. Shene emar, halo ketzir chetim hayom. That pasuk already was talking about where it was the time of ketzir chetim, and the prophet said it's going to be rain, which was a bad sign. Comes the Gemara and says, b'shtama kulehu, I understand all the different things that you forbid on the fast days. Eat behu ta'anuk, which means, because we want to forbid pleasure. That's why rechitza, sicha, tashmish habita, I understand that. We want to minimize the pleasure. Aval melacha, tsa'aru. But why don't you just stop them from working? On the contrary, working is sa'ar. Who wants to go to work? And therefore, you should make them work on these fast days. Why should you forbid work? Amar chazda, amar yirmiya, bar abba, amar kera. Because we have a pasuk. Kadeshu tzom, right? Sanctify, make a fast. Kru atzara. Call a atzara, a
gathering.
Now, isfu zekinim, gather the elders. So the Gemara says, the fast is compared to atzara. What is atzara? Shavuot. Ka'atzeret. Just like Shavuot or Shemini Atzeret. Ma atzeret asur ba'asiyat melacha, haftanit asur ba'asiyat melacha. That just like the atzeret, which is the pasuk says, kadeshu tzom, make a fast, kadeshu atzara. So therefore, or kiru atzara. So the Gemara is making a comparison between atzeret and a fast day. Just like on Shavuot you can't work, so on a fast day you can't work. The Gemara is ima atzeret meurta aftanita meurta. So maybe you'll say just like Shavuot you have to stop working from the evening, right, from the night. So maybe if you want a fast day, also the working will stop at night. And we know that's not true. Not true, because there's a bright that clearly says that the work only stops during the day. So it goes, Amar Bizera, Lididi Mefarshili Mined Rebirmiya, Barabbas. I learned from Rebirmiya, Barabba, Amar Kera, Isfu Zekinim. It says in that Pasuk also, the elders of the community will gather. Dumyad Asifat Zekinim. It'll be similar to the Asifat Zekinim. Ma Asifat Zekinim Bayom. When do the elders gather? When they're able to gather during the day. They don't gather at night, because at night everybody goes home. So aft tzom name bayom. So to the tzom, meaning when it comes to the fast, meaning the melacha that we're forbidding, is going to be also dafka during the day. Rashi dumiyad asifat zekinim bayom de balayla kol echad bebeto ve'enam ne'esafim. So the Gemara just says ve'ema mitara. Well, who says maybe the sikkanim meet in the afternoon? Mitaharam, Sahuraim. And therefore, if they meet in the afternoon, could be Isur Malach as starting from the afternoon. Amar Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi Misayal Rav Hunad Amar Mitzafra Kenufia. This is a proof according to the opinion that says Mitzafra Kenufia. That what? In the afternoon, that's when the Zekenim would meet. They would come to the Bet Knesset. Actually, Mitzafra is the morning, I should say. Morning. That's when the people would gather. So they would, just like they would gather in the morning, that's when the Zekenim would gather as well in the morning to the synagogue. And we'll see what this purpose of this gathering is immediately. So too, the work is Asur from the morning. Again, so it's a proof to the opinion of Rav Huna that what? Mitzafra from the morning, Kenufia. That's when they make the gathering. And therefore, since it's in the morning, that's when the Yisur Melaka kicks in. So the Gemara says, Hechi Avde, what do they do? Amar Abayim Mitzafra, Ad Palgad Yoma, Ma'inin B'milid Demata. From the morning until the afternoon, the Zekenim, the elders, they would analyze the deeds of the city. Maybe somebody stole money. Why is this happening to us? Why is there no rain? So they would start to make an introspection, a general introspection for the entire city, to interrogate or to investigate all the different deeds. As she says, Dinisha B'Hakinah L'Bdok B'Maaseim B'Askim B'Na'id Im Gazal V'Hamas B'Nehim. And they try to make peace between the people. Mikan V'Ilach. Now from midday on, Riv'ah D'Yoma Karinim B'Sifra. From a quarter of the day, the first quarter after the afternoon, they read the Sefer Torah, Haftatan, Haftarah. What parasha would they read? Vayhal Moshe. Did it pass this? Because you have the Yag Midot over there, which is the Midat Rahamim. Mikan Vayilach, the last quarter of the day, Bainan Rahameh. Then they would pray. Now that's the opportune time for praying. Even though they prayed in the morning, they would pray again, close to the end of the Tanit Shneimar. Vayakumu al Omdam, Vayikneu b'sefer Torah Hashem Elohim, Revi'it Hayom, for the first quarter of the afternoon, Revi'it, and the second quarter, Mitvadim u'mishtachavim l'Hashem Elohim. So they would pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Ipuchana, who told you? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe they would do the reading of the Sefer Torah in the morning, in the first quarter of the morning, then they would pray in the second quarter, and maybe they would have the meeting in the afternoon. And therefore, we're back to the question that maybe the melacha is only asur from the afternoon. Who told you that we're giving you the proper schedule? Maybe the isfu zekenim was not until the afternoon. I'll make an ipuch. No, I wouldn't think that. Because it says in the pasuk in Ezra, ve'ela ye'asfu kol hared, all the God-fearing ones would gather to me, b'debre Elohei Yisrael, al ma'al ha'gola. And when they would discuss the sins of the exilees. And that was done in the morning. Why? Because what does it say in the next pasuk? Uftiv, ubeminhata erev. And when it came minhat time in the erev, kamti mitaniti, I got up, v'efresa kapai el Hashem. And I prayed. So you see, the praying was done in the afternoon. And we have the other pasuk that says, one quarter was reading the Sefer, and one quarter was praying. And now we know that was done in the afternoon. So therefore we know the order. The morning was the gathering of the Hachamim, the Zekenim, and once you say that was in the morning, so therefore the fast of the Isur Melacha is also done in the morning as well. Amen.